Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Tainus Daf Yud Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 3 lines from the top of Daf Yud Beis. As you notice in the Gemara, Rav Chisda's name appears with a double underline. This is one of our series markings, which we started at the end of our previous shiur, comments made by Rav Chisda. Comments that are related to the realm of fasting. The second comment of Rav Chisda is that which we feature under our topic heading on the side of the Gemara, the Nosei, where we have written, Din Sharav Chisda, Kol Tainis Shelo Shokolov Chamo, any fasting whereby the individual didn't fast till sundown, Lav Shmei Tainis. It can't be classified as an official fast day. Therefore, the rules of a fast day would not apply to someone that stopped eating somewhere in the middle of the day. He stopped the fasting, that is, and started eating somewhere in the middle of the day. So an incomplete day is not considered a day of fasting. Under the Mivneh heading, you'll see a triangle, and if you glance into the Gemara text itself, you'll see a few of these. They represent Kushos al Hanal, challenges to Rav Chisda's teaching. So now we turn to the Gemara. V'omar Rav Chisda, and another comment of Rav Chisda, Kol Tainis Shelo Shokol of Chamo, any fast day that the one who was fasting didn't continue fasting until sundown, Lav Shmei Tainis. It's not considered a fast day. Meisvei, we challenge that with a Tanaic source, Anshei Mishmor Misanin V'lo Mashlimin. The Anshei Mishmor were the Kohanim and Levim that served in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says that they would fast, but not complete their fasting. They would eat later in the day. But nevertheless, we see that it's referred to as a fasting. Now, Rashi adds the reason they didn't complete their fasting is because they were involved with offering sacrifices in the Beis HaMikdash that required strength and energy, and they weren't able to complete the fasting. So what do we see, though? We see that they, even though they were involved with fasting, they didn't complete it, and yet it's called fasting. The Gemara responds, Hosam, the practice of the Anshei Mishmor, of the Kehanim in Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, L'tzu'urei Nafshe Be'almahu. It was only to show that they are together with the tzibur in the general community's fasting, in the nation of Israel with their fasting, but they, the Anshei Mishmor, and their practice was only to express that participation, their self-imposed affliction, but not an actual fasting. They were exempt from the actual fasting. Toshma. Well, we bring another source where we see again this partial fasting being considered a fast. Diyoma Rebbe Eliezer of Rebbe Tzadok, Ani b'nei bonav shel Sano ben Binyamin. I am from the descendants of this family, the family of Sano ben Binyamin. Upam achas chal tisha b'av liyos b'shabbos, and once Shabbos coincided with the 9th of Av. V'dochinuhu li'achar ha-shabbos, and we pushed off the fasting of the 9th of Av, of Tisha B'Av, until the next day, until Sunday. V'saninu bo'i, and we fasted v'lo hishlam nuhu, but we didn't complete it. Mitnei she'yom tov shelonu hu, it was our yom tov. Now Rashi gets into all of the background regarding this family, but we'll try to just to keep things short. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was something called a Korban Eitzim, where different families, and they are enumerated later in the Masechta, had offered a dedication of wood to the Mizbeach, and on those days, those families celebrated what we call a family Yom Tov. So, that, and as such, as a Yom Tov, that's obviously not a time that one would be fasting. Now, in this case, the family Yom Tov coincided with a delayed Tisha B'Av. So it says here that they fasted, but only part of the day. So what's the point? The point is that a partial fast is nevertheless considered a fast, contrary to what Rav Chisda taught. The Gemara responds, Hosom Nami, that case as well, the story that Rav Elazar ben Yitzchak is telling us is Litzurei Nafshei Ba'almahu. They really were exempt from fasting because they were commemorating the family Yom Tov, and the fasting that they did in fact do was only to show their participation with the rest of the community. Ta Shema. Here we have our third attempt to question Rav Chisda. Di Amar Rav Yochanan, Ehei B'tainis Ad She'ovoy L'beisi. He declares that he will fast until he gets home. Well, that's only a matter of a fraction of the day from the time that he declared that he will be in a fast until he gets home, and yet it's called fasting. The Gemara says, no. Hasam, in the case of Rav Yochanan, it wasn't a real fast. He said, I am in a fast until I get home, but his statement of I am in a fast was Lishmute Nafshe Mibe Nesiyahu Da'avad. He did so in order to avoid the invitation that the Bei Nesiyah, the leader of the Jewish people at the time, had insisted or invited Rav Yochanan to participate, to be their guest at their meal. And Rav Yochanan didn't want the bother. So he told them, oh, I'm fasting. But the fast that he had mentioned was only until he gets home, so as to avoid the invitation of the Bei Nesiyah. The Gemara now lapses into a new discussion, and on the side of the Gemara we have a topic heading, Haroitze L'Hisanois, one who wants to fast, Mosai Mekabel Olov La'asois Kein, at what point does he accept upon himself this obligation? Rav, we'll see in the Gemara, says b'sha'ois mincha, during the afternoon preceding the fast day that he wants to observe. Shmuel says b'tfilas mincha, more specifically, the Kabbalah, the acceptance of obligation, is during the prayer of mincha, the tfilas mincha that he recites the day before the actual fasting. Omar Shmuel, kol tainis shelo kibel olov mivoid yoim, lav shmei tainis. Any fasting that a person didn't accept from the day before isn't considered a fast. The E Yosef Mai, the Gemara asks, and if he would anyway observe it as a fast day, what is its status? Omar Rabo Bar Shilo, Domi, he is like, he's compared to the Mapucha de Malyazika, like a bellows filled with wind. In other words, it's worthless. Amas Makbil Lay, at what point does he accept upon himself the obligation in order for it to be a binding fast day? At what point does he accept it? Rav Omar B'mincha, Ushmul Omar B'tfilas HaMincha. Rav says in the afternoon of the day before the fasting, and Shmuel says in the Mincha Shmone Esrei. At the end of the Shmone Esrei, he inserts a line, a passage, a phrase, whereby he accepts upon himself to fast the next day. Omar Rav Yosef, Kavosei de Shmuel Mistabra. Rav Yosef says that Shmuel's approach is the more likely approach, Dichtiv v'Megillas Tainis. It says in the Tainis scroll. Now, the Megillas Tainis is an early collection in writing of festive days on which miracles happened for the Jewish people, and as a result, those days are recorded as festive days, and no fasting nor eulogizing is to take place on those days. So in the, we call this the scroll of Tainus, in the Megillus Tainus, which records these festive days, the following comment appears. Lohen kol inish de yesi alohi mikadmes dino yaser. Now this is a very, very fragmented quote, but it's a reference to someone who had accepted upon himself a series of fasting. In other words, a guy says, for the next 10 weeks, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday. So someone like that, let us say he had accepted upon himself a series of fast days before the dates mentioned in the Megillus Tainus had arrived. So you have someone that accepts upon himself fasting, and in the course of those weeks, those Mondays or Thursdays may coincide with one of the festive dates. So this source says someone who had accepted upon himself to fast, so he has to, it says yaser, that means he accepts upon himself, he has to formally accept upon himself to fast, and he'll then have to fast. My lav yaser atzmoi b'tzlo. Does it not mean that since he accepted upon himself the fast days before the holidays arrived, so for this person, he will have to fast. But he'll fast provided he accepts upon himself. The word yaser implies that he accepts upon himself in the Shmona Esrei, the day before. So you see in the Tanaic source, or this early source, this Megillus Tainus halachic source, it uses the word yaser, that in order for a person to be bound to his fasting, he has to accept it in the Shmona Esrei. And that would be like Shmuel. The Gemara says, lo, the understanding, or the more accurate girsa, but is yeoser atzmo. All that the Megillus Tainus is saying is that if someone had been mekabel on himself, had accepted upon himself a series of fast days before the festive days arrived, so he has to fast. But the source isn't talking about how he accepts upon himself the fast. So with that, we then push aside the attempt that Rav Yosef made in order to support Shmuel. Plingi b'ha Rabbi Yechiyahu of Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe. In fact, concerning this topic, you find a machlokas between Rabbi Yechiyahu and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Chad Omar Yaser. One says, like Shmuel had suggested, that Yaser means accepting the fast in the davening. The Chad Omar Yaser. And the other says that all that the Megillus Tainus is teaching us is not how you're makabel the fasting, but rather that one who had accepted upon himself a series of fasts before the holidays mentioned arrived, he is bound by his initial fasting obligation, which of course is different than everyone else who on those days cannot fast because it's a holiday. The opinion that said Yaser is the correct understanding, well, it's as we saw in the source quoted just the line above. According to the opinion that says that the Megillus Tainus isn't saying how to accept upon yourself the fast, but rather that you are forbidden in eating because you had your initial Kabbalah, what is his source for that? Tesanya, the Megillus Tainus. Well, in fact, he has a source in the Megillus Tainus that would bear out his approach. And it reads as follows. Kol inish di yaisi alohi mekadmis dino yeoser. Anyone who had, let's say, a fasting obligation beforehand, so he is yeoser. Notice we dashed underline that word. That's the key word to support this approach. That means that he is bound to observe the fasting. Ketzad, how are we to understand this? Yochid shekiblov sheni v'chamishi shel kol hashana kula. Someone who had accepted upon himself fasting Mondays and Thursdays for the entire year, the iru bom yomim toivim aksuvim migilas tainis, and on one of those Mondays or Thursdays, there happened to coincide one of the festive days that are recorded in the Megillas Tainis. In nidroi koidem ligzeroseno yevatil nidro es gzeroseno. If the person had accepted upon himself the fasts before those days were declared festive days, so he is to fast. His nether, his vow to fast, preceded our declaration of that particular day or date as being a festive day. If, however, our declaration of it being a festive day preceded his vowing to fast, tevateo gezeroseinu es nidroi. So our declaration of it, of that particular date, being a holiday, will supersede his vow. In other words, his vow doesn't have any validity because it would conflict with our ruling which preceded his vow. Now the Gemara goes into a new discussion, and that is when one accepts upon himself a fast, we can call it a day fast. Throughout the night, he is technically speaking allowed to eat. So until when is he allowed to eat? Tonu Rabbanan. Ad Mosai Oichel V'Shoise. Until when does a person who accepted upon himself fast, is he allowed to eat? So we have two opinions in this Tanaic source. Number one, Ad Shiyala Amud HaShachar, Divrei Rebbe. Yala Amud HaShachar means until dawn. And Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, the second opinion, says Omer Ad Krois HaGever. Krois HaGever is until the rooster crows. Omar Rava. Now as we go on in the Gemara, you'll notice we have a structural issue to introduce. You notice there's an aleph and a beis to the right-hand side of the Gemara text. You'll see there are two lishonos, and to be more specific, these are two lishonos in the way Abaye asks his question. Omar Rava. We're following the girsa on the side. And that changes the order of the names in the first Lashon, and with that it will parallel the order of the names in the second Lashon. Omar Rava Loi Shanu, the machlokis that we just saw between Rebbe and Rebbe Zev Shimon about eating through the night, this machlokis is true, Elo Shelo Gomar Sudasoi. That is, provided that the meal that he was eating from the day before, he had not completed. So he had started a meal by day and is eating through the night. Avo gomar sudaso, but once he finishes his meal, then eino ochel. Everyone agrees he does not continue eating. So if someone is, let us say, is eating a meal through the night, so then he can do so until either Amud HaShachar or until Kros HaGever. But at the point that he finished the meal, that's it. He can't continue eating, even though it's prior to the Amud HaShachar or the Kros HaGever. Esvei Abaye. Abaye challenges this. The source that he quotes, Gomar V'Omad Hareze Ochel. Gomar V'Omad means he completed his meal and got up. He can still continue eating. The Gemara says, Hosam Kishalo Silek. The source that Abaye just quoted is talking about a case where the table was not removed from in front of him. But if the table was removed from in front of him, then that's it. He cannot continue eating. Iko Diamri, Omar Rava, another version. You have Rava saying, Lo Yishonu Elo Kishalo Yoshan. The Machlokis, Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon, about eating through the night is when the person had remained awake from the end of the previous day throughout the night. Avo Yoshan, but at the point that he goes to sleep, that's considered a hefsik, and he cannot, eino, as it more says, eino ochel, once he goes to sleep, he cannot continue eating. Of course, we're talking about a case where he gets up prior to the Amud HaShachar, the Kros HaGever, but since he had gone to sleep, that's it, he cannot continue eating. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye raises an objection. The source says, Yoshan the Omad Harei Ze Ochel. Person went to sleep, got up, he is allowed to continue eating until Alos HaShachar. The Gemara says, no, that's not a real challenge to Rava. Hasam b'misnam name. That's describing someone who didn't really go to sleep, he dozed off. And that's why he is able to continue eating. Hechi domi misnam name. What is an act? What's a description of that state of being? Omar Rav Ashi. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Naim, nim velo nim, tir velo tir. Nim means dozing off, but not really. Tir means awake, but not really. He's in this we'll call this quasi state of sleep. Or quasi state of awareness, the korule v'oni, you could call him and he will answer. V'lo yoda adure svara. However, if you ask him a question that requires some thought, he won't be able to do that. V'chimad kirile midkar. If, however, you remind him, do you remember what I said to you? And he will be able to do so. So that describes misnamnim, and that's the case that the source is saying that you're allowed to continue eating if you didn't achieve full sleep. However, if you did achieve full sleep, then even if you wake up before, even if it's before Alos HaShachar or Kros HaGever, you're not allowed to continue eating. And we now start a new discussion, a new topic, and on the side of the Gemara we have a nosei, and it reads as follows: Misha kibel al atzmo lisanois v'eino yodea im kibel al atzmoi dine tainis tzibur she'asur min sandal. Someone had accepted upon himself to fast, but he doesn't know whether he accepted upon himself a type of fast that we call tainis tzibur, a public fast day. And a public fast day is characterized, for the sake of our discussion, as a day that's not only prohibited in eating and drinking, but also in wearing shoes, specifically leather shoes. So a person had accepted upon himself to fast, but he doesn't know if he had accepted upon himself that type of fasting. So you'll see in the Gemara rules, Rav rules, Osir Linoil Nal. He is not allowed to wear shoes. So now we turn to the Gemara of Kahana, Omar Rav, Yochit Shekibu Olov Tainis. A person who had accepted upon himself to fast, and as we said, he doesn't know what kind of fast he had accepted upon himself. Is it a personal type fast or a communal type fast? And as we said, a communal fast has its own standards. So maybe this fellow had accepted upon himself that kind of fast, and as part of the rules of a tainis tzibur, there is a prohibition of wearing shoes. So in a case where he doesn't know, osur b'ne'ilas hasandal. Chayshinon, we suspect shemo tainis tzibur kibel olav, that maybe he had accepted the standards of a public fast. Hechi levit, how should a person conduct himself with regard to, or phrase himself with regard to, his initial acceptance? Omar Rabo Barav Shilo Leimohochi. A person should say thusly. For the sake of clarity, he should speak thusly. Lemochar Ehe Lefonecha Betainis Yochid. Tomorrow I will be in front of you, apparently speaking to the Almighty, I will be for you in a state of a tainis yochid. And with that, he is clear, and all he is restricting himself is from eating and drinking. But he'll be able to wear shoes. Amru le Rabbonon le Rav Sheshes. The Rabbonon reported to Rav Sheshes, Hokachazinon Rabbonon de Mesaimi Mesanayu V'osu lebe tanisa. We see certain rabbis wearing their shoes on a public fast day apparently, Rashi adds this information, these Rabbanan apparently held like Shmuel, that we'll see quoted shortly. We've seen this in the past, that the rules of Tainas Sibur don't apply in Bavel outside of the fast of Tisha B'Av. Anyway, but these people were reported to Rav Sheshes as wearing shoes on a public fast day. Ikpid, Rav Sheshes was upset. Rav Sheshes doesn't hold from Shmuel's teaching, V'omar lohu, and he said regarding them, Dilma mechal nami ochol, maybe they're also eating. Abaye v'Rava. Here we have a series of double underlines, one of our series markings, and on the side we note Hanhogas Shoinois Lagabi Ne'ila Sasandal Betainis Tzibor. As we mentioned, in a fast day that we classified as a Tainis Tzibor, these are public fast days that incorporate additional restrictions, more than just the mere prohibition of eating and drinking. How do we conduct ourselves, or how do these rabbis conduct themselves with regard to shoe wearing or lack thereof? Abaye v'Rava, Ma'ili, they would go into the shul, into the Beit Tainisa where everyone was fasting, Ki Misaimi Apansa. Tosfos explains these are shoes without soles. Mreimar Marzutra, Machlefi Dimino Lismola Udismola Limina. Mreimar Marzutra's practice was to switch right shoe, put it on left foot, left shoe, put it on right foot. It's uncomfortable. And that way they would experience a form of self-deprivation or discomfort, and thereby fulfill the intent of the fast day. Rabbonon debei Rav Ashi Nafki Ki Ur Chayhu. They wore shoes in a regular fashion. Savri Ki Hod Yamar Shmuel. They hold like Shmuel that says Ein Tainis Sibur BeBovel Elo Tisha BeOv Bilvad. The rules of Tainis Sibur don't apply in Bovel, except for the commemoration of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash on Tisha B'Av alone. Outside of Tisha B'Av, even if they're fast days, but they're not going to be having the status of a Tainis Tzibor. There's room to expound on this based on Gemaras that we've seen earlier, where the Tainis Tzibor that we associate with lack of rainfall is something that in Bavel they didn't need to observe because Bavel had its independent water supply. It was a marshy, low-lying area that was apparently there was subterranean water sources that sufficed. On the side of the Gemara, as you notice, we have a slash mark indicating a new point of discussion where we've written under the Nosei Mivne heading, Shitas Rav Loive Odom Tanisa Uporea. A person who had accepted upon himself to fast, and for whatever reason isn't able to do it, he can pay back later by fasting on another day. Literally, love is to borrow. A person can borrow on his tainus account and pay back later. In the Gemara, we'll see Shitas Shmuel, but we point out ahead of time, and that's why we call this part of a structural note, there are two Lishonos. There's Aleph and Beis, two Lishonos in Shmuel. In the first Lashon, the first version, Makshe Arav, you see Shmuel challenging Rav, and then the second Lashon, Beis, Maskim Im Rav, he agrees with Rav. Now, the Gemara. Omer of Yudom Arav, Loive Odom Tanisa Uporea. A person can borrow on his Tainis account and pay back later, as we explained. Someone who, for whatever reason, wasn't able to fast when he had expected to fast, he pays that back later. Ki amriso kamei de Shmuel, this is Rav Yehuda telling us that when I told this to Shmuel, should be noted that the Amora Rav Yehuda had learned by Rav, and when Rav died, he then went to learn by Shmuel. So we see throughout the Shas this relationship where Rav Yehuda tells us halachas in the name of Rav, and then he subsequently tells them what he heard from Rav, he tells to Shmuel. So when I told it over to Shmuel, Omar Li Shmuel told me, says Rav Yehuda, v'chi neder ki belole, did the person accept upon himself a vow, de lo sagi, de lo mishalim, that he has to pay it back? A person who accepts upon himself a fast, it's to experience self-affliction, to mitzayer himself, self-pain. Imotzi mitzayer nafshi, if he's able to, so he goes ahead and does it. Lo motzi, if he can't do it, as we said, he wasn't able to continue fasting. Lo mitzayer nafshi, so he doesn't, he's not obligated. It's not a vow. It's not a vow. Vow is something that if one took a vow, he's duty-bound to make good on it. But Shmuel says, Kabbalah's tainus is not a vow. Iko diamri, another version of this, Omar Rav Yud, Omar Rav, Lo ve'odam taniso porea, that's the same as we saw in the first version. Ki amriso kamei de Shmuel, Omar li, when I told it to Shmuel, Shmuel's response to me was, Pshita, well, what you're telling me in the name of Rav is obvious. Lo yehe elo neder, let it be not any different than a standard vow. Neder mi lo motzi boi lishlumi umezal, is it not so that if a person vowed to do something, he has to pay it up, whether it's tomorrow or the next day? We continue now with a maisa. We used a long marking because all of these lines are relevant to the incidents of the story we're about to learn. Rav Yehoshua Breder of Edi, Iklo Lebei Rav Asi. Rav Yeshua visited the home of Rav Asi, Ovdu Lei Eglotilsa, and they prepared a special dish called Eglotilsa. It's a calf, a third-born calf, or there may be other pshatim on that, a calf that's developed a third, but whatever it is, it's a very fine dish of veal, if you will. Omrulei, so in the house of Rav Asi, they told their visitor of Yehoshua, Litoim Marmidi, why not taste some of this? Omrulei, Betanisa Yasivna, I can't, I'm fasting, I'm in the midst of a fast. Omrulei, Veloisif Mar Velifra, why not borrow and pay back later? Look, how can you pass up on such a delicious dish? Lo Sovar Mor, Lohodam Rav Yudam Arav, do you not hold from Rav Yudam Arav's teaching, Loive Odom Tanisa Uporea? Exactly what we saw just above, that a person can borrow on his fasting time and pay back later. Omar Lahu, so Rav Yeshua said back, I wish I could, however, Tainis Chaloim Hu, I'm fasting because of the Ogmas Nefesh, the pain, the discomfort that I experienced because of a bad dream. The Omar Rabo Bar Machas Yom Rav Chamo Bar Gur Yom Rav, Yofetainis lechaloim ke'esh l'neuras. A tainis is effective in annulling whatever decree is reflected or represented by the bad dream, as fire is to tinder. It destroys it completely. The Yomer of Chisrobo Bayom, however, the effectiveness of a fast is only if it's the same day during which he had the dream. The Yomer of Yosef Hilum Shabbos, and Rav Yosef goes even further to say that if that day happens to be Shabbos, so be it, let him fast on Shabbos. Now, of course, it's not right to fast on Shabbos, but in order to annul the effects of the dream, in order to accomplish that same day effect, if it happened to be, a dream Friday night, he fasts on Shabbos. However, as we said, there is a problem in fasting on Shabbos. So, Maitakante, how does he atone for having fasted on Shabbos? Leisiv Taniso Latanis, he'll have to observe another fast day in order to atone for his having fasted on Shabbos. And now we see the Mishnah, and on the side of the Gemara under our topic heading, we've written we saw in our previous Mishnah, besides the three fasts that the Rabbanan, that the Yechidim observed, we also saw three initial fasts that the community observed because of the lack of rain. Now, the Mishnah goes on. Let's say those three initial communal fasts passed, and Ovru Elu Velo Nenu, the Mishnah says, Beis and Goshen, Gimel, Tanios, Acheros, Alatzibor. Another three fast days are ruled by the court that the Tzibor, that the community has to observe. Now, these three additional fasts are more significant or more stringent than the first three. Oichlin, Veshoisim, Ibo'oyoim. Eating and drinking can take place, but up till the end of the day. This fast will start at night. It'll be a 24-hour fast. The asurim b'malacha, and they are restricted from engaging in their work. Uberchitza, and restricted in bathing. Ubesicha, anointing with oils. Ubenila sasado, shoe restrictions. Ubetashmish hamita, intimacy with one's wife. The noyolin is amerchotzos, and bathhouses are locked. Ovru elu velonenu, and these three passed. Well, so far we've accounted for six public fasts, and the drought continues. Based in Goyzer Nalim Oid Sheva. Based in rules for another seven. Shehein Yud Gimel Tanias, another seven, makes a total of 13 public fast days. Shehein Yud Gimel Tanias Al Hatzibor. Hare Elu, now these last seven, Yeseris Al Rishonos, are more stringent than the previous ones. Sheba Elu Masrian, with regard to these, there is Masrian. That's a term that, if you just go on the translation level, would refer to there's a shofar blowing for trua. The noyelin is a chanuyos, and the stores are locked. B'sheni, when it comes to Mondays, don't forget these fast days were Monday, Thursday, alternating Monday, Thursdays. So on Mondays, Matin im Hashecha, toward the evening, they would be open, the doors would be left ajar, open a bit. Ubechamishi, on the Thursdays of these alternating Monday, Thursdays, Mutorin, the stores could be open, Mipnei Kvod HaShabbos, because people had to buy products for Shabbos. Avru Elu Velonanu, now all of these passed and they still were not answered. Rain still hasn't fallen. Mimatin b'maso v'umaton. People should understand that heaven is, that the Almighty is displeased. They should reduce their amount of commerce. B'binyan u'benetia, construction and planting. Be'erusin v'suin, marriages. U'b'sheila sholem bein odom l'chavero, and restrict and reduce their greeting one of another. Kibinei Adam Hani Zoifun Lamakam. All of this behavior would be illustrative of one who has fallen in poor grace. Nizofun is an expression meaning anger, where the Olamakam, the Almighty, is angry with them. Hayechidim Choizun Misanin Ah Shi Yetzinisan. The Yechidim, the Rabbonon, they continue fasting until the month of Nisan passes. Yotzon Nisan the Yardu Geshamim, if the month of Nisan passes and rain does fall, that's also no good. Simin Klola, Shnemar, Halok Tzir Chitim Hayom, Chule. After Nisan, you've reached a time where the grain has been harvested, and harvested grain is left out in the field to dry. Rain will simply ruin it. Bishlamakulu is behutanu. We understand that the practices, the restrictions mentioned in the Mishnah are restrictions because otherwise one enjoys, one derives benefit, and we want to reduce that in the face of the drought and in order to observe the stringencies of fast days. Rechitza, Vesicha, Vitasha Shamita, those restrictions are understandable because engaging in bathing and anointing and intimacy, one enjoys those things. And we want to observe a form of affliction, of restriction. Avo Malacha, Tsarhu, but going to work, toiling for an income, that's not something that we would classify as pleasurable, that's painful. And why then is that restricted on these ta'anios? We're of course referring to what we saw in the Mishnah that said that if the second set of public fast days are asur b'malacha, why should that be? The Gemara answers, well, it's based on a pasuk. It's based on Xeris HaKosuv. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, Omar Kra. The pasuk says, Kachu Tzom Kiru Atzora Isfu Zekenim. So the pasuk makes reference to a tzom. It's a fast day, and the word Atzora. And we learn from the word Atzora, Ki Atzeres, like Atzeres. What's Atzeres? That's Shavuos and Shmini Atzeres. These are holidays. Ma'atzeres asura ba'atzias melocha. Just like the holiday of Shavuos and the holiday of Shmini Atzeres are days that the Torah prohibits from engaging in melocha. Af tainis asur ba'atzias melocha. So too, tainis is prohibited in constructive activities. In the case of tainis, we say engaging in your parnosa, engaging in income. Gemara asks, "Ima atzeres meurta av tainis nami meurta." If you're making this parallel, are we going to say that just like atzeres, the prohibition of melocha is from the evening, so too with regard to the restriction of melocha mentioned in the Mishnah, is it from the evening? Amar Rabbi Zera, l'didi mifrusha l'minei d'Rav Yirmiyahu ba'Abba, Amar Kra, to Rav Yirmiyahu ba'Abba, who introduced the Pasuk just before, he explains, the Pasuk says, Isfu Zikanim. In the Pasuk it said, Kiritzo Matzor, Isfu Zikanim, the gathering of the sages. Dumyo da Sifas Zikanim, when the Pasuk makes reference to Atzora, which we equated with non-melocha, it's parallel to the gathering of the elders. Ma asifa zekena b'yom, just like the gathering of elders is something that they do during the daytime. At night, everyone's at home, people aren't getting together at night. So asifa zekena is something by daytime. Af tzom nami b'yom. So too, the fasting, and specifically here the Isur Melocha, that is something that we observe the by day. Here the focus would be on the Isur Melocha. The word Tzom, it would seem, is a reference to Isur Melocha, because as far as the Mishnah is concerned, when it comes to the actual fasting, the Isur of eating and drinking, that is during the nighttime. But the Isur Melocha that we're talking about, even though the Gemara uses the word tzom, which usually associate with fasting, but tzom here is a reference to the Isur Melocha of the fast day. That's only by day. Af tzom nami bayom. The Gemara asks, "V'emo mi tihara?" Maybe the restriction then is at from noon time. Omar Rav Shisha brei d'Ravidi in the Sile Rav Huna. That which we say that the whole day is prohibited in Melocha is a support to Rav Huna. And Rav Huna will show us how the fast day is broken down. And in the Limud we just had, we had the parallel to the Asifa Zekanim, the gathering of the elders, was for a specific purpose. And you'll see how that figures in this statement of Rav Huna. So the equation that we're making between the Asifa Zekanim and the Isur Melocha, and saying that the Isur Melocha is like Asifa Zekanim, this supports Rav Huna. The Omar Mitzafra Kinufya. Mitzafra means from the morning there is the gathering. The gathering is the Isfu Zekanim. The Isfu Zekanim, therefore, is from the morning. And that's what is the support to Rav Huna, who says that from the morning there is gathering. Hechi Avdi, how is the fast day observed? Omar Abaye, Mitzafra ad palga diyoma ma'ayninon b'mili damasa. From morning till noon, there is the gathering we mentioned, whereby there's communal introspection. What is the reason that Hashem is bringing upon us this misfortune? Is there theft amongst us? Is there... Rashi mentions different sins. Gezel, Chomas, different types of theft. Or maybe other sins that are amongst us that we have to appease one another for. Mikan v'eilech, from noon on till the evening. Riva dioma, one half of that time period. Riva is a quarter of the day, because we accounted for the first half of the day. The first half of the day was for communal introspection. The second half of the day is divided into two parts. A half that's divided into two parts, each one is a quarter. So Riva dioma krina besifra v'aftarta, a quarter of that, of the balance, a quarter of the day is invested in reading from the Torah and the Haftorah. Rashi makes reference to the portion of the Torah of Vayechal that we find in the Chumash and from Parshas Kisiso Shmois and the Haftorah. Dirshu Hashem B'Motzo that we read from Yeshaya. And Mikan V'Eilech, the second part of the second half of the day, in other words, the second quarter, is Bo'ino and Rachami prayers. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Vayakumu al Omdom, Vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokehem, Revias Hayom, Urevias Misvadin, Mishtachavim Lashem Elokehem. So you have a Pasuk here that mentions the reading of the Torah during a quarter of the day, and the other quarter, the last quarter of the day, is involved with confession and prayer and bowing to Hashem. The Gemara at the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph says, Epuch Ano, maybe things should be switched around, namely, that in the morning there's the Torah and the davening, and the second half of the day is for communal introspection. And where it says, Lo, Salka Vaitach, no, that cannot be suggested. Dichtiv, the Pasuk says in Ezra, Perek Tes, Pasuk Dalid, the Eli ye osfu kol chared b'divrei l'kei Yisrael al mal hagoyla, and it goes on to say vani yoshev mishoymeim ad l'minchas ha'erev. So you see in this, in the pasuk is describing the gathering of the people, and we associate that with the introspection. And that's until noon. Uksiv in pasuk hey it says uva minchas ha'erev. Kamti mi ta'anisi ve'efreso kapai el Hashem. And in the evening, in the afternoon, minchas erev, in the afternoon, I got up from my, it says I arose and I extended my hands in prayer to Hashem. So what we see clearly is that the morning, that till noon, there is the gathering for communal introspection, and the latter part of the day is for prayer. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, especially in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.